You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross. Kate Lochte is in the studio with me, and on the phone we're joined by Mary Magala of iFest Hopkinsville. Mary, welcome to Sounds Good.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, Mary. We just heard a song titled So Good Seeds, and the Hopkinsville International Festival sows good seeds of international understanding through a variety of activities, not the least of which is a pageant with children representing their countries. It's happening again. Is this the fifth festival, do I understand?
This is the fifth annual festival, yes, ma'am.
And it's coming up in March. And right now you're sort of marshaling all the forces to put on this really great show. Give us an overview of what people experience at the International Festival.
Well, being that this is a celebration of the diversity of Hopkinsville and the surrounding areas, we have vendors come together from all over parts of Kentucky and Tennessee, as well as further states, just showcasing their countries, including their foods, their attire, information about their culture, and giving us a glimpse of what their country is like. It is a two-day event. It's March 7th and 8th. On March 7th, it's from 4 to 8 p.m., and March 8th from 10 to 6 p.m.
And it's really a family event.
That's right. It is. It's free for everyone. The only thing that you'd have to purchase is food, merchandise that the vendors have to offer. But like I said, it is a free event, and it's a great opportunity for anyone who's ever wanted to travel the world. You won't ever have to leave Christian County. You've got it right there.
So can you walk me through some of the activities?
Sure. On March 7th, you had mentioned already that we're having an international pageant. That is hosted by Special Occasions here in Hopkinsville, and that will be from 5 to 6. Children can dress up in countries that they choose, even if they are from that country or not, dress up in that certain attire and give a short demonstration. And then we have throughout March 7th and 8th, there's entertainment throughout the night and throughout the day, a global village that is set up with all types of countries to choose from. We have a story time tent that's also hosted by Hopkinsville Library. We have the Kids Zone hosted by the YMCA here in Hopkinsville, and a photo booth as well that you can get your passport picture taken. Some other activities to include for the Kids Zone is a virtual Tour de France. So you'll be racing against each other on a virtual bike, stationary bike.
Wow,
and then also another game. Oh, yes. And then another game that they're planning on doing is called sort of a Greek statue game, where you could pretend to be a Greek statue, and some other activities as well. And on March 8th, we will have a kite decorating festival, and that is hosted by Parks and Recreation. Now, the kite decorating, you have the opportunity to purchase a kite kit. And what that includes is a plain kite that you can color and decorate like a country flag. And then at 2 p.m. on Saturday, you're given the opportunity to go fly your kite. Now, the kite kits are $5 each, but to fly your kite, it's completely free.
That's funny, Mary. It sounds like fun, too.
It is a lot of fun.
You know, at the iFest website, there's YouTube of some of the experiences, and dear to my heart is the fact that you have the music of many different countries, some perform live.
That's right. They do. In fact, all of them do.
Have you already lined up some of the bands you could share with us?
Most of the bands that we will have are coming from Nashville. I'm not in charge of the entertainment section, but our lady who is in charge, she's getting all that information for us, and we have to wait word back from them to see who all is going to come. In the past, we have had African Drumline. We've had an Indian group come out and perform dances for us, and they will play a couple of their international music in the background. And then we've had the Geezers come last year and perform for us.
The Geezers?
They were kind of an Irish.
Did you say the Geezers?
I believe they were more of a Irish folklore dancing and instrumental music. Let's see. We've had so many in the past. I can't keep up. And, I mean, it just runs all day long. And it's great entertainment for everybody. Just a very eclectic entertainment.
Mary, are you still signing up booths?
We are. The deadline, however, is coming up on January 31st. So we still have a couple of spots. In fact, we're dwindling down on spots and getting pretty full. So it's going to be bigger and better than the past years that we've had.
Now, describe how to get to the James E. Bruce Convention Center for folks coming out of from away from Christian County.
Okay, well, if you're coming from, let's say, Fort Campbell area, you can, or Clarksville, you take the 24 heading north into Kentucky, and then you will exit onto the Fort Campbell Boulevard. And you turn right on Fort Campbell Boulevard, and you're coming straight towards Hopkinsville City. And we're right off of Fort Campbell Boulevard.
Excellent, excellent. So, Mary, if you were to be in the pageant as a kid, what country would you represent?
I think I would personally represent Germany for the simple reason that I used to live there for about 5 years. My husband and I are in the military, and we just loved it there, just the culture. The architecture is beautiful. The food was fantastic. And not only could you get German food, but you could also experience other foods as well. They had fantastic restaurants there. So Germany, I think, was one of my favorite places to live, being in the military. And I think I would choose Germany.
Would you wear lederhosen?
Maybe the dress. maybe the dress. Mm-mm, not the other one.
Well, it sounds like great fun, and I'm glad you could join us today. If someone wants to take up some of the final booth spaces and participate, how should they go about it?
Okay, well, there's a couple options that they can choose from. They can call the chamber. The phone number for that is 270-885-9096, or they can go online to our website, which is www.ifesthopkinsville.com.
Terrific.
And they'll find all the information on there for that.
Terrific. See you there, Mary. Thank you.
All right. Thank you guys for having us. Appreciate it.